Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
You got pie in the sky, you got piece of pie, you've got shrinking pie, you've got, pie metaphors everywhere. We want to hear yours, 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. The candidates are using pie to explain their economic programs. You know, what can you do to help them out? Also, America's exit poll is open for business. Tell us your voting stories at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. For most of America's political history, there either was no World Series or it was over long before this point in the election. Well, lately, because of competition with the NFL, et cetera, the World Series has been creeping into late October and early November, and we have a new twist this year. The Tampa Bay Rays face off in Game 1 against the Philadelphia Phillies. Both teams are in swing states in the election. It's a political twist. It's a baseball twist. Game 1 begins tonight, and joining us is Rick Klein, senior political reporter for ABC News. No, he's not the sports reporter for ABC News. He's the author of The Note at abcnews.com. Rick, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Good to be with you.
So all of a sudden, the Fall Classic in two swing states means that political rhetoric has to bend to the task of projecting allegiances appropriately. How are the candidates doing?
Well, you know, I think that you think by now they get the message that the biggest thing you want to do is consistency. And that is exactly been the problem so far with both Sarah Palin and Barack Obama. They've come out with and declared some sort of allegiance for multiple teams, which I think really is the cardinal sin of both fandom as well as politics. It opens one up to attacks. And we heard John McCain on the stump yesterday talk about this as a metaphor for his flip-flopping and saying, look, this is a guy that goes to Philadelphia and says he's a Phillies fan and then goes down to Tampa and says he's showing some love for the Rays.
So, well, Rick, let's hear John McCain going for blood on this baseball issue.
I heard, maybe you did too, that Senator Obama was showing some love to the Devil Rays down in Tampa Bay yesterday. I'm not dumb enough to get mixed up in a World Series between swing states. But I think I may have detected a little pattern with Senator Obama. It's pretty simple, really. When he's campaigning in Philadelphia, he roots for the Phillies. Then when he's campaigning in Tampa Bay, he shows love to the Rays.
Rick Klein, in the era of free agency, does that argument hold today?
Well, McCain should have started by getting the Rays name right. They're no longer the Devil Rays. That's mistake number one there.
Yeah, that was bad.
But I don't think many voters base their vote based on who's a fan of what team. I can't imagine that is what swings. It's an easy applause line if you're in a swing state to say, hey, I'm for the home team. It's almost too easy, I think, because it then tempts candidates to say multiple things in front of multiple audiences.
And candidates have done this in the past. I mean, Rudy Giuliani wearing a Red Sox hat when he was campaigning.
Yeah, and that was an image, I think, that was
a little terrifying to some of us in New York.
It wasn't terrifying, but it was just inauthentic. I think that's something you talk about, Rick, right? If you're going to be a fan, be a fan, but don't be a opportunistic fan.
I think that was a low moment for the Giuliani campaign. He may have thought he was getting himself New Hampshire votes. Obviously, it didn't work out that way. But everyone, he was one of the country's best-known Yankee fans. So to suddenly say you're rooting for the Red Sox just sounds people like just utter pandering. Hillary Clinton, when she said that if the Yankees and the Cubs met in the World Series, she'd have to alternate sides, that seemed to be a stand-in for her indecisiveness or refusal to take firm positions while she was a front runner. And I think the problem that people have is not the danger isn't in rooting for the wrong team. You know, people are fans of teams. They win and they lose, and it has nothing to do with the candidates. The danger is in being seen as either inconsistent or a flip-flopper or a panderer in some way. That's what gets wide news coverage. I've noticed it was on the front page of the Philadelphia Inquirer today, this flip-flop that we're supposed to flip-flop by Obama. The Daily Show did something on it last night. It's just such an easy story to tell for folks, particularly around the time of a World Series, that that's where a candidate has to be careful. You just want to be consistent.
Although the profile of the World Series, particularly in the states where these are going to be held, perhaps the networks aren't thrilled that it's Philadelphia versus Tampa Bay, but certainly the campaigns have an opportunity here, and you already have Barack Obama attempting to use the series as a platform for a long political commercial that he's taken out that actually delays the game. But here we have Barack Obama trying to strategically position himself. Listen to this, Rick.
I've said from the beginning that I am a unity candidate, bringing people together. So when you see a White Sox fan showing love to the Rays, and the Rays showing some love back, you know we're on to something right here.
Of course, the White Sox didn't make it to the World Series. They might have. They were actually in the postseason. But there were Rays that showed up at the Obama event there in Florida on October 20th.
Sure, and it reminds me of Curt Schilling showing up at some of the events in New Hampshire for President Bush.
Some people said that was significant.
He didn't win New Hampshire.
No,
but
that's true.
it did seem significant at the time. It helped them build some large crowds, and there was a lot of excitement to see Curt Schilling among folks. I remember talking to people at events then that they were much more excited to see a Red Sox hero than the President of the United States at the time. All these candidates, they love to jump on to the excitement that's caused by sports, and that when a team is in the playoffs, obviously it would be a huge deal for either Philadelphia or Tampa Bay to win the World Series because it's been so long in Philadelphia and it's never happened in Tampa. So,
but the bottom line here, Rick, is you say it doesn't matter.
Well, wait a minute.
I don't think, again, the only reason it matters is if it allows you to be portrayed as inconsistent or a politician in some way.
Negative. Then does Barack Obama have a danger of being viewed as an opportunist by using the series to project his media buy here?
Yes, sure. And, he had to clarify yesterday and say, hey, I never said I'm not rooting for the Phillies, which almost made it sound worse because you listened to that soundbite you just played. Gosh, it sounded like he was a Tampa fan all of a sudden. But he is saying that his campaign manager, David Plouffe, is a diehard Phillies fan. And in fact, I was talking to some of his campaign folks a few weeks ago. They were actually afraid that the Phillies would make the World Series because David Plouffe is such a fan. They were sure they would get nothing done as long as Phillies games were on.
Well, for these candidates, it's like the fourth inning. They can't throw a strike, and the bases are loaded with two outs, or maybe one out. Rick Klein, senior political reporter for ABC News and author of The Note at abcnews.com. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, some headlines from Femi Okeh.
Thanks very much, John. The time is coming up to 20 minutes to the top of the hour.